Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, through the politics, through our metaphysical experience. It's a language that weaves connection between all the realms. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. I'm normally joined by Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley, and they may be on at any moment. In any case, it's an interesting week astrologically. Mercury turned direct a few days ago, and as Mercury turned direct, a lot of information began to pour out. Changes came through. People felt like they had to move and make decisions, and they wanted something a little different than they'd been experiencing before. So it's been a good week to unplug the communication blocks and roll with it, start to make some travel plans for the future. But we're also dealing with a backlog of old feelings. Whenever a planet turns direct, whatever it's been mucking around in while it was retrograde, and when it's retrograde, the planet appears to back up. And we have had six planets retrograde, backing up in the apparent motion to the sky and asking us to go back and dig up some old stuff, fix some unfinished business, catch up with resting that we hadn't done before, you know, really kind of just catch up with ourselves. And so if what we stirred up was unfinished work from the past, or old wounds or memories or losses, or it's been a lot of emotional exchange and discharge for some people. We see this in the political realm by watching the headlines echo off old stories that come to light. We see the political changes going on. And, you know, there's been a very powerful grand trine that just started today, but we'll feel it through the next few days as the sun at today is at the very last degree of Leo, but it's almost in Virgo. So it's in orb of the Virgo position. And at the moment, Saturn is retrograde at 2 degrees of Capricorn, and Uranus is retrograde at 2 degrees of Taurus, and the Sun is moving up to, over the next 3 days, 2 degrees of Virgo, forming a grand trine. And this is a really powerful grand trine in Earth science. It's practical, it's solid. It can help us build foundations. It can help us fix practical things in our life and tend to work that needs to be done. But it's also talking about responsibility and, you know, what was not responsible in the past. So I'm hearing people angsting over whether they should start new projects, because they've realized that when they assess the projects of the past, what was missing? What could have been done differently this time? We see this in the indictment today of Cohen and Manafort, and the information coming out about them, and people's response to it. Some pretty ugly stuff is coming through at the moment as the progressed moon, as the transiting moon in Capricorn today, conjunct Pluto and Mars. Now, if you looked up in the sky last night, you could see the moon halfway between Saturn and Mars. It was a really, you know, it's not exactly parallel to it, but very close. And you can see that again tonight. The moon will be closer to Mars, but you'll see Saturn, another orange orb, orange in the smoky light out here in the west, but an orange orb, not quite a sign away, but it's about 24 degrees of the arc in the sky, very visible in the evening sky at the moment, and quite beautiful. Now, on the western horizon, just after sunset, you'll see Venus and Jupiter, but coming up later, just rising now, and that will be overhead towards midnight, is that Mars, Moon, Saturn lineup in Capricorn. And the interesting thing also that the Moon is right behind the Moon is Pluto. You can't see it, but we'll know it's there. And that's a pretty powerful lineup. We see that reinstalling responsibility, asking us to make our to look at our own responsibilities and forgive ourselves. I don't mean forgive ourselves like let ourselves cut a lot of slack, but not to waste this energy of building, looking back on the past and hurting ourselves with it, but looking on the past and, you know, assessing what we want to do differently or what we want to build on in the future in the months ahead, because there's a lot of work coming into place over the next week. Mercury turned direct, so that gives us one green light. Mars turns direct on Monday. Now, Mars has been retrograde since the end of June, and it started into its shadow at the very end of May. And it won't be out of its shadow or out of the area that it covered by retrograding until October. But as Mars turned direct, sometimes we have problems acting out, like physical inflammation, as Mars changes direction, where it appears to hold still in the sky. Mars and Mercury are the two planets least comfortable retrograde because they are the planets that are about motion. And so neither one of them likes to hold still, and both of them rather move forward. So they're very noticeable retrograde. When it turns direct, we'll be able to put our plans into action. Right now, it's revealing what plans didn't work. But not everybody who puts their plans in the action will be good people. So keep an eye for Machiavellian moves early next week as Mars turns direct. Once in a blue moon, we have had terrorist attacks, or I remember years ago when people were taking over planes, that happened, was a major plane takeover that just sat there and got nowhere for a long time, the day that Mars turned direct. So it can bring up some dangers. For most of us, it will just feel like the beginning of a relief and a chance to kind of get at what we've wanted to get at all summer, but this review session, these side agendas, the need to develop ourselves. I think of, you know, when a plant grows too tall directly, goes straight up, and you can nip it at the top at a joint so that it will spread out instead of go straight up. Think of the retrograde cycle like that. It cuts off the forward motion so we can make it stronger, heal the past, work on what we're doing, and make it stronger. So it's going to be an interesting process with the aspects coming up this week. I have a question that came in through email from Tom, December 2nd, 1949, Chicago, 4:40 a.m., who felt the eclipse on their Pluto last Saturday at 18 degrees of Leo, and several other experiences going on, is about to move to from Illinois to New Mexico, and is starting, you know, taking the new business, and, you know, so many changes going on in Tom's life. So Tom just asked us to take a look at the eclipse on his chart. Now, one of the, I'll come back to what the eclipse last week did to Trump's chart, which is kind of interesting. The sun, by the way, today is right on his ascendant and Mars, and highlighting once again, you know, his what's been coming out of his 12th house, or his unconscious actions, or his less savory actions. But Tom's progressed moon has just crossed his ascendant and is in the first house. beginning. That's often a time when we begin a new cycle, something we've been brooding on for a couple of years starts to manifest in a good way. Now, that eclipse right on the midheaven is perfect for letting go of work that no longer fit and beginning something new, because we see that with the eclipses. There's a shedding of I think of it as astrological acupuncture, so it unblocks the energy, and a shedding of what you've outgrown. Now, if you're up to date, you know everything, you're cool, you're groovy, everything's working, you will barely notice an eclipse on your chart. If you have been avoiding making an important step, or admitting something, or letting it in, or dealing with the consequences of something that was not done, or if you've been holding on where you needed to let go and move on to the next phase of your life, the eclipses can be precipitous and they can really shake you up. But if in Tom's case, he is in the process of letting go of the old work and beginning new work, it sounds perfect. His progressed sun is also right at the bottom of his chart, right on the IC, the beginning of the fourth house cusp. That's our tap road into the world. And over this year, the progressed sun will leave the third house where it has been for over 30 years and move into the fourth, really allowing the beginning of to come back to home, to move into finding a new ground and a new home, which is really exciting. And I think looks very good, very auspicious for the work ahead. Now, you asked about buying a new car for this great journey. Mercury is now direct. I would not have bought it unless you absolutely had to while Mercury was retrograde. But Mercury is now direct, and it's moving towards the top of his chart. I would wait until after this weekend as Mercury, as Mars turns direct. But as soon as Mars is direct, Mercury, transiting Mercury now, will be moving into a trine with his natal Mercury at 15 degrees of Sagittarius. Mercury is right now in Leo, great for storytelling, and if not great for concentration, and will at that Mercury trine is a great time to buy a car. So good luck with that, Tom. Tom asked a lot of questions, so I answered the top ones the best we could. On this, I try to keep it down to a few minutes at a time so that we can move on to other people. And I have one person who's raised their hands. If anybody else, you have to press 1 to raise your hand so I can call on you. Anybody else who would like to call in, the number is 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. So, hello, 631, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Heather, it's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you doing?
Not good.
So, Debbie, I never keep your information because, you know, I do this on the phone. And everybody else on the line is going to need it too. When were you born?
6/29/59, 11:10 p.m., Queens, New York.
And what's your question today?
Okay, I had spoken with Anne, and she told me I was going to be having very difficult health transits. And I'm talking to you with a brain aneurysm right now.
Oh, hon. And is it, and how are they treating
it, and
when did it happen?
Well, I spoke with Anne in June. And since then, it's just been one thing after the next. And the aneurysm, I got a call on Sunday after having two MRIs. And they said it's small. And tomorrow I go for a CAT scan. And then Friday, they tell me if they're going to do something with it, what they're going to do. I just want to know when this health transit's going to go away.
And well, I think it's wonderful
okay.
that Mercury, you know, that, again, what we'll do is we can't, astrology won't tell you if it's going to be okay or not, because we can always use these transits in different ways. But it can tell us when the triggers are hitting and when they're not, and what to do to take care of yourself as best as possible during this time.
Okay.
Now, the good news is you're right at the heart of your second Saturn return, right? And your Saturn is conjunct your natal Saturn, which trines your moon in the second house, and you have a grand trine natally with your Saturn, Pluto, and the moon all in Earth signs. And the sun is moving to conjunct your Pluto. Saturn's on your Saturn, and Uranus is on your moon. And, you know, this is, it's shaking things up, but it looks like you get really good help to help you through this. And that you have good support while you're looking at life and death and rebirth. And what do you want to do to make your life worth living? And this is what I'd see is because you have a stellium of planets in Leo in your sixth house. Natally, you have Mercury and Uranus close but not conjunct. But by progression, Mercury is close to conjunct Uranus. And that's Mercury is mind and mentality, and Uranus is electrical and unexpected things. So Mercury-Uranus conjunction by progression, you know, I think that's going to be spending this whole year working on getting your brain in great shape and you feeling solid and healthy with it. But it says in this unexpected time, things unexpected good can happen as surprisingly as unexpected challenge. Now, the eclipse that hit last weekend was not on your Venus. It was not on your Mars. It was right between the two of them. But it was in your house of health. And it was close to both of them. So it's really stirred up your emotions. And it's really stirred up all of these issues. Now, I want you to really think, while you're going in for all these tests, I want you to make plans about the future. I want you not to get stuck here. You can just go ahead to all the tests, let them do their thing. But for you is to give yourself attention for healing. Like, when I get well, this is what I'm going to look towards. This is what I'm going this is what I want to accomplish in the next 10 years. This is what I'm going to give myself as a treat once this is all over. And really bring your attention to what you can take out of this. You have to trust the process here. This is going on. You've got the aspects now look like they're moving into major healing. It looks like they may need to do some kind of procedure, but that you've got really good doctors working with you and people that are in authority making good decisions for you.
You're seeing
surgery. It's just going to be really important for you to think, you know, on the other side of this, what can I give myself? What joy can I give myself? How can I imagine that this would be, that this could help me look, you know, drop anything that's not really important to my life and death and give myself the reward of a life that's pared down and just what I need. Does that make sense to you?
You're seeing surgery.
I'm seeing the potential of some kind of procedure. And I don't know if that's some form of cauterize. I doubt it's actual cutting with the knife. It looks more like some other procedure that they use, like going in and, you know, they can do some pretty amazing things these days without actually going in there and cutting. So with that Saturn, Uranus, and Sun right on your Pluto, Saturn, Moon, and it feels like and that as they tend to this, let this be an opportunity to heal all kinds of health problems that have been bothering you for a long time. But this
Am
is
I
a chance
get a
to
break from this
get back. I think you're going to not get a break from it. I think it's going to be a process But out of it, you come up much healthier than you've been in a long time. That's what I'm going to say.
Do you see?
And that's what
transit?
I want you to aim towards.
Do you see this transit going on until March?
Not necessarily. But it looks like it's kind of in a real sort of turning point now. And why I think she mentions that is because that's when Uranus, which is retrograding back now, and it's going to go back into Aries, Uranus is going to come back and hit your moon again in March. But by that time, Saturn will be off your Saturn, and the sun won't be on your Pluto. So it will be more like that's the healing echo. Often when a planet, when an aspect hits three times, first we have the problem, then we work on the problem, and then the third pass, we heal and resolve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Is there
but
a
this
month
is an opportunity to look at that there's many things in your life that you have been carrying the burden for a long time, isn't there?
Yes.
And this is a chance where you to look at everything and go, I could die. I probably won't. I'd rather not.
I could die from this.
Everybody, any aneurysm, you know that. You know that. You know that's been sitting there and you've been thinking about it. I don't see you doing it. I see it. The aspects that are speaking to you are saying, because it's the sun on your Pluto. It's not Pluto on your sun. It's bringing up the thought. It's not making it happen.
Okay.
And that is to help you be more fully alive, to really look at your life, what is draining you, and how do you embrace what's working. There's a book by Christine Northrup called Dodging Energy Vampires, and it talks about how to move into health for sensitive, intuitive people, how to move into a healthy relationship with others so you are healthier. And it talks, she does, she goes on a bit in places, but she does some really good information on how the biochemistry of our relationships affects our health. And when I think back on some of your stories, I'd like you to try to get a hold of that book, Dodging Energy Vampires by Dr. Christine Northrup, and see if it can offer you some support to help you imagine your life being something that you're really happy to be alive for.
I mean, I'm happy to be alive. I really am. And
then make it more so.
This experience,
mm-hmm.
I feel intuitively,
mm-hmm.
is going to give me a new outlook.
Yep.
On life.
I agree.
If I make it.
I completely agree.
That's the way I'm feeling right now. I'm petrified right now. But,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, I feel like I'm going to have a totally different outlook on life.
Yep.
But, you know, I need it. It hasn't stopped. I mean, they found a ganglion cyst on my wrist. They found my shoulder kept coming out of the socket. I mean, it hasn't stopped. And when you see a
mm-hmm.
lump on your
mm-hmm.
wrist, I didn't know what that was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
lump. And then
yeah,
this,
but it turned out to be benign. I said, all these things keep talking to you about life and death. Right?
Yeah, and that's scary.
They don't, like the ganglion cyst, that's not the least bit life-threatening. But it brought
no,
that
to No, but when
to
I
mind.
Found the lump, I was like,
of
oh,
course.
My God.
That's exactly what I mean, that it's bringing it to mind. It doesn't mean you have to live through it. But it's bringing
right.
it.
And
to
I
mind.
Remember leaving the office when he told me they did a sonogram, and I just put
mm-hmm.
my hands like in the prayer stance and
mm-hmm.
thank you, God,
mm-hmm.
thank you a million
mm-hmm.
times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then this, and I'm like, oh my God. And I'm looking for a break, you know?
Yeah.
I'm looking for, okay, this month's going to be good. And, you know, I could have some peace of mind.
Find
this month.
Those beautiful moments. I think you will find a huge difference even after Labor Day. Okay?
Okay.
Where it's not like you've been walking through the sludge all summer.
Okay.
Okay.
So after Labor Day.
Now I'm going to have to go on to the next person. But imagine that after Labor Day, there's been more room to breathe and more flowers to appreciate. And
that's
I want you to
my
get.
Chart is showing?
Yep. I want you to
after
take.
After Labor Day.
Uh-huh. That doesn't mean the work isn't done. That means that the proportion of pain and joy starts to shift so you feel more support. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Good luck, hon. I'm going to say goodbye and do check in with us again soon. Okay?
I will. Thank you, Heather.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
And hello, 438, you're on the air. How can I help
Hi,
you?
Hi, Heather. Hi. Okay.
Hi.
I have July 11th, 1974,
mm-hmm.
Toronto, Canada,
mm-hmm.
5:30 a.m. in
Toronto,
Canada.
Okay. And what's your question, my dear?
So, this is for my friend. She's just having a really tough time finding a job where she fits.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to see if you saw anything in her chart that might be she can work with or is causing her stress and she can turn around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much.
I've really felt for the people looking for jobs for the last, you know, month. With Mercury retrograde, mm-hmm. five planets retrograde, there's no forward energy. You know, the people that I have mm-hmm. found that have found jobs have gone back to a place they've been before.
Mm.
Now, her son is in the first, she was born right before sunrise. So she's got a Cancer rising and a Cancer
mm-hmm.
sun and
mm-hmm.
her moon in Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And Cancer rising, Cancer sun can be very caring and nurturing and all kinds of good things. What is,
mm-hmm.
but her moon in Aries wants to kind of kick butt and get going.
Mm-hmm.
What is, I mean, there's some tough transits that she's experiencing right now.
Mm-hmm.
What is her field of expertise?
In banking. She her field of expertise is in the, like in the, background of banking processing and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like corporate
she like
loans
her
and
work?
All of that. I'll tell you, it's hard for me to say. I don't know. She's pretty negative
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she likes in work or what she doesn't like. She just struggles with office politics a lot. I think that's
mm-hmm.
the biggest
oh, yeah.
struggle, office politics with other women. Yeah.
And I think that she's a real leader and she's not in a
mm-hmm.
position to lead. And that's the problem is that she's side seat
mm-hmm.
driving and
mm-hmm.
that makes other people kind of want to crank down on her. Now she has born
okay.
with Saturn had just risen. So everybody takes her
mm-hmm.
seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have much time, but Pluto is opposing her sun, and that'll be over by the end of November, and that end of this crisis of identity.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
eclipse was on her Mars in her second house of finances within a degree last weekend. So she's had
okay.
some really tough transits. I would really suggest that she consider talking to an astrologer because there's a lot going on in her chart. And I would say that
yes.
she would be much better at doing a job that has some emergency edge on it, not, you know, ordinary
mm.
banking, but how do companies
mm-hmm.
really turn themselves around or how do you go in and really solve a problem? There's a part of her that's like the EMT of financial world.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
that when she's with a team that's the same old every day, they're always going to
mm-hmm.
feel threatened by her and poke her. So it's not that she's
uh-huh.
brilliant at what she does and she's really good with
mm-hmm.
other people's money, but we
mm-hmm.
want to help her get into a place that where her what's getting her in trouble now is considered a gift. So I think she just needs
mm-hmm.
to shift the type of work that she's aiming towards, staying in the same field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so
I'm gonna
much,
I'm going to have to say
Heather.
Goodbye. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
And tell her good luck.
Thank you, Hannah. I will. Thank you.
And thank you. Everybody, this week, enjoy straightening out miscommunication, straightening out your problems, being honest with your own emotions, even if you're not necessarily telling anybody else, the backlog of feeling that we're working through here. And then start getting your ducks in a row to launch for this fall. Start making some calls next week. Put your plans into place. This weekend, even though you may feel like spinning your wheels, really absorb your life. Take care. Hope all is well. Bye.